Livewire with Jeff Dorsett in conversation with Howard Jones.
John Peel session, Howard, or the marquee club show in 83 that really got you the break?
That's a very interesting thing. I don't know what it was. I mean, I did a Kid Jensen session, and I played New Song on that, and I think that was what really got it going for me, to be honest. All the record companies were on the phone after that.
Mm.
And I think, you know, if there was one pivotal moment in the UK, it was that, really.
And, of course, the UK number one album, Humans Lib, I suppose really broke you and got you started.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the single New Song went to number three, and then it set up the album brilliantly. You know, the album came in at number one, and then as that was happening, you know, the second single, What Is Love, went to number two.
Mm.
Never got to number one. I've never had number one. I'm really a bit annoyed about that, but never mind.
Yeah, but don't worry. Sometimes records get to number one and you don't really want to know them. But now we opened up, Howard, we'd like to get to know you well, because, yeah. And the reason I played that, because given where we are in the market today, that happened in so many different formats. I mean, if I remember right, wasn't it also on a computer game like Grand Theft Auto or something? I'm sure it was.
Well, yeah, I expect so. Some of the tracks have been licensed to go in games. I mean, things can only get better within the Sims game, I kind of lost track of some of it. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a way of people hearing the music now, isn't it? All different ways. You've got to think differently in this time.
And how come you did that particular song and others in so many different languages? I mean, what was the idea and thinking? Was it that it would get you world appeal or just for fun?
Well, I just thought it was one of those universal songs. You know, the message is about friendship between people. And I thought it'd be good to record in French and in German and to acknowledge that there's, you know, other people speaking different languages listening to the song. And actually, I've got a funny story about that, because one of the languages was Japanese that we put on the cover. I mean, I didn't sing it in Japanese. But they got the translation wrong on the album title, and it ended up being "I'd like to force myself upon you."
Oh my goodness!
Instead of "like to get to know you well," so that was a bit of a that was a definite lost in translation moment. That was
absolutely. I'll tell you what. Moving 2 years on to July of '85, for you, how big was Live Aid, and what's your best memory?
Live Aid was amazing, because I was on tour in America at the time, and I cancelled a couple of gigs so I could come back and do it, because I wanted to do it in London rather than Philadelphia. And so I was very jet lagged, and I couldn't do it with my band because the whole band was on the other side of the planet. So I did it, you know, at the piano, did one song, and was very nervous, but it was amazing. You know, the whole audience joined me on the chorus, and it was just a brilliant moment. And I met David Bowie, and I hung out with Paul McCartney and Stella McCartney.
Absolutely.
I had my photo taken by David Bailey. I mean, it was a brilliant day. I was in a helicopter with the guys from Queen as well. That was good.
We'll all remember Freddie on that particular day as well, won't we?
Absolutely. He just stole the show that day. Yes.
Was Dream Into Action, the album there, a bigger seller than Human Lib?
In the States, it was. Yeah, it was the biggest album for me. In the UK, it was the other way around.
Something I've always admired about you, Howard, is the variety of what you do. I mean, even using Jed, the mime artist.
Yes.
I mean, that's so unusual.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, we started off playing in pubs and clubs in London and anywhere that would have us, really. So what we were trying to do is do something really different, you know. So I had all the synths and the sequencers, and we had some borrowed TVs that had some, you know, video content on, and then Jed, and it was like trying to get people's attention, you know, because, you know, how do you do that? I mean, everybody wants to be a pop star, everyone wants to get signed, but, you know, you've got to have something different on the go.
Of course.
And people used to love all that visual stuff, you know, and Jed dressed up in different costumes and the visual stuff, and, you know, it wasn't like a rock band at all. It was like more like a performance art when we started out, but it was good.
And you've really got into different formats. I mean, from what I remember, you're one of the early users of podcasts. I think it's called PodSafe. So you'll have to explain to me, what's PMC's top 10 mean? Is that podcast, music, something?
That's it, podcast, music,
Chart, I should think. Yeah,
chart. That's right.
Because you've been out in the top 10 and regularly with that on these podcasts, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a way of getting to audiences that you wouldn't normally get to, and people like to include music in their podcasts. You know, so I've been doing a bit of that, and there's, you know, trying different ways of getting your music out there when you're not in the limelight, which I definitely am. Not now, and I don't really want to be, but I still want people to, you know, be able to get the music if they can.
Because your fans are very great and very, very loyal. Yeah. I mean, life has changed in the way we get our music now, and it's got to give you a degree of satisfaction to be able to, A, be independent, but also have these loyal fans that will utilise your music in various formats.
It is great. I mean, I'm very grateful and lucky to have fans who stuck with me, you know, throughout the years, and they still want to support what I'm doing, and it's very much that relationship now. You know, it's like, you know, we're in this together. I do listen to what people say. Like, you know, for instance, we're going to do a concert at the end of the year where I'm going to play the whole of the first two albums, you know, Humans Live and Dream Into Action. And that's because the fans really want me to do that, because there's tracks that I never play live and they want to hear them. So, and I'm going to enjoy that as well. So, you know, it's feedback and communication is what it's about now.
And they keep telling me you're changing your synthesizer for Steinways and strings. Would that be right?
Yeah, well, on this album, you know, on this album, it's very much about the songs, and it's a piano. You know, there's a string quartet. It's very much an acoustic based album, yeah. And it's about the songs. But you know, the album before was a very electronic album. So the fact, I mean, my fans are used to me, you know, doing all kinds of different things. So it's not a surprise to them, really.
And I know that Buddhism's very important in your life. Yes. Does that mean chanting every day, Howard?
It does, yeah, twice a day, in the morning, half an hour in the evening.
Mm. Yeah, well, yes. it's obviously a very important thing for you.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get on to the new album, Ordinary Heroes. And it looks like you've been playing, you know, some of the songs, particularly the track we're going to play straight ahead, for some time. So it must be great to finally get it out in the open, as to speak, yeah. And playing it, and hopefully playing it live as well, having, you know, done it for a little while now.
Yes. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I the song was start. I think it was written, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. But I've been doing quite a lot. There was a period of time where I did quite a lot of acoustic shows, and so I was able to develop the song. You know, as when you play it live, when you play it to an audience, you know, you really get to know what works and what doesn't. So finally, at the end of that process, you know, when you get to record it, it's definitely in the right shape. So I think it's good to take your time sometimes and get it right.
Lovely. Okay. Well, yeah. Howard Jones, look, it's great talking to you. Thanks very much for your time. Thoroughly enjoy it. Good luck with Ordinary Heroes. Good luck with everything you do. And we'll play straight ahead.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Saying I'm better off, better off. As I turn the tightrope between demons and saints, they gather round, but I fix my gaze straight ahead through the storm.
Livewire is a Steve Osborne production. For more information, visit www.steveosborne.info.